Now let's pick up the changing story of another city, Berlin. East Berlin, which was controlled by communists for decades, is now witnessing the construction of its first mosque. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Where a sauerkraut factory once stood in East Berlin, a mosque is on its way. The foundation stone laying ceremony was covered widely in German newspapers and on television because some of the mosque's new neighbors say it doesn't belong here. Joachim Sweetlich heads the citizens' organization that sprang up to fight the mosque. He says they are not trying to keep Muslims out of the neighborhood. But few, if any, of the people who will worship here live nearby, so he says there's not a local community to serve.
If the community had been getting so big that building a mosque had been justified, then all these problems wouldn't have arisen. Then people here would have had time to get used to them and to see them as normal citizens. But the whole thing started from the wrong end.
Top down, he means. The Ahmadiyya movement building the mosque has full government approval. At the ceremony this week, local officials said they hoped the tensions would now start to fade. But with polls reflecting a growing distrust of Muslims among Germans, tensions only flared as the issue developed over last year. Germany's National Democratic Party, considered by many to be supportive of neo-Nazi ideas, showed up at anti-mosque rallies around election time. But Sweetlich says they were just using the issue. He says the true face of mosque opponents are ordinary people, young and old, who care about their neighborhood.
Not every Muslim is a terrorist, and not every Christian or German is an angel. We do see them as human beings with the same worries and concerns and problems as us. But if Islam claims that it's just a religion, why does it have secular goals too?
Sweetlich cites material from the Ahmadiyya movement's website he believes shows that the group is anti-democratic, intent on boosting their numbers in Germany, and potentially violent. The sect isn't considered threatening, according to annual government reports on extreme organizations. Still, the East Berliners' arguments frustrate the group's local imam, Abdul Basit Tariq. He says the movement is peaceful.
So when I talk as the imam to the German people that Islam is a religion of peace, you know, sometimes they laugh at me.
Tariq came to Germany from Pakistan 24 years ago, sent to serve the community here. The Ahmadiyya sect is considered heretical by many other Muslims because they believe their 19th century founder was the Messiah returning. They have been persecuted and outlawed, notably in Pakistan. Tariq says few East Berliners want to know these details.
I think the problem is that the people have been living years long without any kind of information about religious affairs. They are not interested in religion, and they are not interested to know what is the difference between the Muslim community and the other Muslims.
Although this is the first mosque to be built in the former communist East Berlin, there are dozens, particularly in Turkish neighborhoods in the former west of Germany's capital. Many are low profile, but each year they formally invite the public to a visiting day. The new Ahmadiyya Mosque intends to do the same as soon as it's built, perhaps by the end of this year. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.
Thank you.